From music to film, clothing to video games, hip-hop continued to dominate popular culture in 2005. As rap music moves in from the margins and takes over more of America's cultural and economic center, reviewer Oliver Wang worries rap's fantasies have lost touch with reality.
The first major hip-hop hit of 2005 was actually a song from late 2003. It took around a year for Still Tippin' to bubble up outside of its native Houston. But when the song and video exploded, it not only propelled the careers of Slim Thug, Mike Jones, and Paul Wall, but it brought Houston's hip-hop scene to national attention. In fact, regional scenes across the South further shifted rap center away from New York and Los Angeles to Memphis, Miami, and Atlanta. Still, it was a rapper from Queens who closed the year as 2005's most successful artist in any genre. America got a thing for this gangster. They love me. Black chuckers, black scully, leather, pele, pele. 50 Cent was everywhere, penning an autobiography, starring in a major motion picture, hawking his vitamin water. He even managed to find time to release his second album, The Massacre, twice, proving the old adage, why sell 3 million records if you can sell 5 by repackaging the same album with a bonus DVD a few months later? If you analyze me, what you will find is the DNA of a crook, and what goes on in my mind is contagious. Hypnotic, it sounds melodic. If rap was the block or spot, I'd be that potent product. Now get a load of me, flashy, far from low key. And you can locate me wherever that don't be getting money, man. I want to find a things in my life, so I hustle, hustle. On his record and in his film and book, 50 plays up his past as a crack dealer. Countless rappers season their image with a sprinkling of white powder, including Houston's Bun B, a.k.a. the Boss Baller of Blow, and Harlem's Jewel Santana, who simply boasted, "I am crack." Gone are the days of justifying the drug trade as a survival tactic in post-Reagan urban America. As Hua Su points out in an upcoming article, the crack game is no longer a symbol of inner-city misery. Now it's an authenticity marker, a badge of honor, ghetto chic. No one demonstrated this better than Atlanta's Young Jeezy, a.k.a. the Snowman. And hint, he's not talking about Frosty. Jeezy and most of these rappers were barely toddlers during the crack wars of the 1980s. In glamorizing a drug that destroyed black communities across America, many ignored the destruction of one of the country's most vital black communities. You would have thought the devastation of the Gulf Coast would have been hip-hop's story of the year. And a few underground artists, notably Houston's legendary K.O., did step up with topical songs that hit the internet within weeks after Katrina hit the shore. Hurricane came through. What's up round here? Government acting like it's bad luck down here. All I know is that you better bring some trucks round here. Wonder why I got my middle finger up round here. People lives on the line, you declining to help. Since you taking so much time, we surviving ourselves. Just me and my pets and my kids and my spouse trapped in my own house looking for a way out. In a show of financial power, moguls like Sean Diddy Combs and Jay-Z donated millions to relief efforts. But silken pockets appeared to be attached to velvet gags. Despite the unparalleled access to the mainstream media that rappers enjoy today, most avoided explicit commentaries on the Gulf Coast disaster. It would seem, as hip-hop has gained popularity and power, it's become more enraptured with its self-created worlds and less engaged with the actual world around it. A lone exception, and one of the year's most unlikely leaders, has been Kanye West. And not just because he told a national television audience that George Bush doesn't care about black people. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. In a video directed by Michelle Gondry for Wes Heard Him Say, Kanye and a trio of black children walk out of a rain-soaked cardboard shelter and into a Macy's department store. Inside, the children magically transform middle-class luxuries into playthings. Floor lamps jump and dance. A row of expensive beds becomes piano keys. Unlike rap videos where artists drive around in rented cars or party in other people's mansions, everyone here is well aware of living in a fantasy. Their dreams for simple comforts are given life, but at the end, it's back Into the Rain for West and his urchins. It seems an apt commentary for 2005, a year in which too many people found themselves out on wet streets. The video provides a balance that the rest of hip-hop missed this year. It imagines a better world for children to play in, but it doesn't forget the storm that waits outside the doors.
Oliver Wang is a writer, DJ, and editor of Classic Material, the hip-hop album guide. The year's most memorable people, stories, interviews, and essays are at npr.org.